Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. One can only hope another great week. A week better than last week, better than the week before. This has been a grim and difficult moment for the United States of America. I mean, okay, you can say that Delta variant, there are more people getting vaccinated, even in states that have been very, very deeply resistant to the vaccine. And what about that vaccine resistance? A third prominent radio host who had billed himself as the king of the anti-vaxxers died. And this is one of these predecessors, and there are two others. I mean, it's become such a common thing, and it's so terribly sad. And the fact that there are people who are rejoicing over it. And then again, we just lost 13 American servicemen. They now say over 200 Afghans who were killed in that hideous bombing. And then we struck back against that bombing and may have killed more innocent Afghan children. Things are not looking good for the United States or even for our political system right now. When you hear the level of reaction to President Biden. And it's absolutely true. There were lots of terrible things that were said about President Trump as well. But what's particularly difficult here is how does a president recover from having the grieving parents of dead American heroes, and appropriately, flags are at half-staff everywhere to honor those heroes, but having family members basically blame it all on President Biden. The speeches have not worked. The press briefings have not worked. What do you do if you're in that situation in the White House? We'll speak to somebody who has spent time in a very controversial White House, but that navigated its way out of difficult situations fairly effectively, the Bush White House. Ari Fleischer is going to be joining us coming up on the Michael Medved Show, and we'll talk a little bit about how we get out of this level of viciousness where even the idea of receiving the bodies of dead Marines can't bring people together. 1-800-955-1776. It's also this, which is an extraordinary moment when you think about it. There's a Reuters story from August 27th, and the audio is from the 26th or the 27th of Kevin McCarthy speaking in the House of Representatives and lashing out at President Joe Biden over the deaths of 13 U.S. service members in Afghanistan. But he stopped short of joining calls from other Republicans for the Democratic president to resign or face impeachment. He's not going to be impeached, and he's not going to resign. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy instead asked Democratic Speaker Nancy Pelosi to call lawmakers back from an August break to consider legislation that he said would prevent a U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan until all Americans are out of the country. This isn't the tested leadership the president promised. It's a picture of weakness and incompetence, McCarthy told a news conference. There was widespread agreement on that, including from many Democrats. This entire thing has been disgraceful, inept, and it hasn't gotten better. And one doesn't know what happens when we do leave Afghanistan. Evidence that they kill the folk singer because they're trying to ban music. Should Americans be concerned about that, or just say, good riddance, we're going to drop Afghanistan down the memory hole, and all of the sacrifice and all of the American lives and all of the literally trillions of dollars in Afghanistan, it counts for nothing? To be commander-in-chief, well, here, do we have that audio now, Jeremy? Is it ready? Okay, this is what Kevin McCarthy said on the 27th, 2 days ago. Kevin McCarthy over the weekend. Listen.
What I didn't hear from the president, was his decisive leadership for our troops, our citizens, and our allies of what they deserve. Frankly, this isn't the test of leadership the president promised. It's a picture of weakness and incompetence. To be commander-in-chief, you need the faith, the trust, and the confidence of the American public. President Biden lost all three of those yesterday. Congress can't sit idle as a separate branch of government while troops are targeted and Americans remain stranded. It's time for us to act quickly to save lives. Speaker Pelosi needs to call Congress back in session and do it now. Get a comprehensive classified briefing from the Biden administration and to pass Representative Gallagher's bill to prohibit the president from withdrawing our troops until every single American is out of Afghanistan.
Okay, that is not going to happen, I don't think. It's problematic constitutionally, and I'm not sure it's constructive at this point. Right now, whatever you feel about the President of the United States, something must be done, because it is a dangerous situation to have a people still in harm's way, and we still have people in harm's way. They're supposed to all be coming home soon or leaving Afghanistan soon. But at what point, when the president says that we will not forgive, we will not forget, we will hunt you down, where are they going to hunt people down? Would that not involve going back to Afghanistan with more troops and more forces? The ABC's Martha Raddatz and John Carl talked about this promise to get every single American out of Afghanistan. Credible promise? Listen, this is clip 13.
The political fallout, the political for President Biden, our new poll with Ipsos shows just 38% of Americans approve of Biden's handling of Afghanistan. 84% say U.S. troops should stay in Afghanistan until all Americans are evacuated. That's not going to happen.
And here's the interesting thing about that poll question, the second one you mentioned, 84%. It's consistent. It's one of the only things I have seen for years, a question where Democrats, Republicans, and independents, all over 80%, say exactly the same thing, that we should stay until all Americans are evacuated. As you point out, not going to happen.
A really tough thing for President Biden to face.
Okay, really tough thing when you have over 80% of your fellow Democrats taking that position. We'll tell you more about the polling. This goes well beyond what people are fearing on the Democratic side about the upcoming election of 2022. This is a collapse of support, and it does make it more and more questionable whether Biden can even begin to handle the essence of his job, especially with the challenges involving the Delta variant and COVID-19. A demonstration over the weekend against vaccine mandates in Santa Monica, California, that drew some heated words on both sides. We'll cover it all and look for some hope. There's one very hopeful, actually inspiring story involving some Afghan refugees. We'll talk about that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, Ari Fleischer was the primary spokesperson for President Bush during a big stretch of his presidency. He served as spokesman during the historic presidential recount, September 11th, two wars, and the anthrax attack, which many people have forgotten. His best-selling book, Taking Heat, details his years in the White House and hit number 7 on the New York Times bestseller list. Since leaving the White House, Ari has run a communications company. He appears regularly on cable TV and did a terrific tweet that got our attention that we honored as a tweet of the day, saying the only reason this is one of the largest airlifts in history is because this is one of the largest abandonments of history. If this wasn't so botched, there would be few to no people who require evacuation. They would have been brought out months ago. Ari, thanks very much for joining us on a continued difficult day for our country.
I'm glad to be with you, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Well, I wanted to speak to you in particular because you had some tough days with President Bush.
You could say that.
Yes, and some historic days, but never like this. Can you remember any occasion where the parents or family of people who had been killed in the line of duty very specifically and heatedly condemned the President of the United States?
Actually, yes. It happened privately. It happened at events at military bases where the president would gather with the families of those who lost their loved ones. And people gave it to him straight. The emotions were raw. It comes with the territory. But the difference, I would say to you, is President Bush had determination to see it through to victory, to finish what was started so that America could stop terrorism, could accomplish a military mission, and then come home. Now we're seeing it because of a decision to abandon our allies and to carry out a botched military mission. But from the start, the president, the commander-in-chief, hamstrung his military. That's the difference.
And but again, no, it's the public nature of this. Talking about it on radio shows and to the Daily Beast. The mother of one of the heroes who sacrificed his life last week. I mean, it's even uncomfortable. She describes Biden as a dementia-ridden piece of crap who doesn't even know he's in the White House.
And I hate to disagree with any of the points you're making, but if you recall, there was a woman who publicly, very publicly, took her case against George Bush to his ranch in Crawford, Texas, on behalf of her son.
Oh, yeah.
So, I do understand the emotion of a parent who's lost a child, and I give them tremendous latitude. If you haven't lost a child, no one knows what it's like, and it comes with the territory of being a politician, certainly the commander-in-chief. Joe Biden, though, has just sent such a signal of weakness that the parents who understand that when your son or your daughter serves in the military, there can be a knock at the door. And they're prepared for it. But they're prepared for it in support of the commander-in-chief and support for our country. And I think this has torn families up because they really question whether they can support the commander-in-chief and the mission he's put our country on because it's been so botched.
If you were advising President Biden right now, What advice would you give him? Because I think you're absolutely correct, Ari. This is a distinctive and a particularly difficult position in which he's placed himself.
Well, the advice would have been in April when you made the call that you're bringing the troops home. One, I would have told him, do not pick September 11th as the date. That is a sacred date meant to memorialize those who lost their lives and for us to be as one with the families. If you want to pick a symbolic date, pick October 7th, the 20-year anniversary of the counterattack into Afghanistan. But having said that, then President Biden's job should have been to prepare the American people for what comes next and what could go wrong. And he never did that. He just set the date and then basically didn't get involved in how it could be, what could go wrong. And when he was first asked about it, fourth holiday weekend, he said he only wanted to take happy questions. He didn't want to talk about Afghanistan. Well, that was the communications botch right there from which there's no recovery. He failed to prepare America for what could go right, what could go wrong, and why it was so necessary. I can see a president making the case to withdraw the troops. I'm equivocal on it, and I don't hesitate to say that. I can see both sides of it. When in October of 2001 we announced we're going into Afghanistan, I never in my wildest dreams thought we'd be there 20 years later. A case could be made to remain in a support role with 2,500 troops where the Afghans are the ones doing the fighting and the dying, or a case could be made to bring them home. But either way, it's the job of the president to educate, walk the country through how this is going to look, how it's going to work, and instead, Joe Biden said he only wants to take happy questions. It was a failure of communications and a failure of tactical military planning.
It's also a failure of character, and it's also a failure of leadership on the most basic level. What is the best approach for the Republicans now? Not for the sake of gaining political advantage, but for the sake of bringing the country back together and back in focus.
Well, one, there does have to be an investigation into this, into how it got this way, particularly when the Washington Post reported over the weekend that the Taliban made it clear that the United States could have been in charge of security in the city of Kabul, that they did not want to go through the gates, they said in this story, and that all Joe Biden had to do was say, you stay out of Kabul, leave it all to us. We will set up the safe corridors. We will set up the transportation. We will get people to the airport. You stay out. But he didn't. And that's what needs to be investigated. It didn't have to be this way. And that is important for our nation. It's important for our military. And it's important for the Afghan people to learn how it could have come about that it's been done so badly. But beyond that, Michael, I've got to say, I think Republicans remain split. There remains a split in the party between the Bring Them Home Now, Forever Wars group, they view it as a forever war, and the group that could have made the case if they weren't so exhausted, that 2,500 troops in a support role so Afghanistan doesn't fall back into Taliban, Al-Qaeda hands, it doesn't become the place where the next attack would be planned from. We can do that, and it's not a forever war.
Ari, I appreciate your joining us and your wisdom, and most of all, your perspective. His best-selling book, Taking Heat, details his White House years. We will be right back on the MedMen Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is keeping close tabs on Tropical Storm Ida.
We've got 1 million people in Louisiana without power, and some folks are still dealing with a storm surge and flash flooding. And there are roads that are impassable due to debris and down power lines.
Biden hosting a virtual White House meeting with governors and mayors in affected states and saying the federal government is fully on the case. The United States Department of Education is investigating five states for banning mask mandates in schools. The states are South Carolina, Iowa, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Utah. The department wants to know if statewide prohibitions on indoor masking discriminates against students with disabilities who are at heightened risk for severe illness from COVID. This is USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved show, the political implications of what is going on right now are profound, because people felt they may not have liked Joe Biden, but at least they knew him. But this is a side of Joe Biden, by the way, that has always been there. He was one of those people who counseled, for instance, when Barack Obama made the decision to send new troops into Afghanistan to prevent a prior collapse of the Afghan government and what we were facing over there. Biden was against it. He opposed sending of those troops. He reportedly counseled against going after Osama bin Laden and the raid where President Obama actually went forward and we got Osama bin Laden. Biden had opposed that. So it was always there, this record of his eagerness to walk away from the Afghan war. But I'm not sure people believe that he meant it. And because Republicans were so profoundly divided on this issue, this never became an issue in the campaign. It never became an issue earlier in Biden's term. And remember, this is not the beginning of the Biden term now. And he had announced early on in April, when he had first become president, that he was going to go ahead and follow through on the commitment that Trump had made, just postponing it a couple of months later. But the ineptitude, the lack of preparation, which Ari Fleischer was just talking about on the air, it's all been appalling. And I think that one person who no one would claim is a hack, partisan Republican or somebody who is a hack partisan Democrat, somebody who will automatically speak for or automatically speak against anything that Joe Biden does. I'm talking about Mitt Romney, who I think has achieved a reputation for integrity and a reputation for some political courage, sometimes going against his party. But not this time. Mitt Romney is very much critical of Joe Biden, as are some Democrats who are actually willing to speak up against him. Mitt Romney was on with Jake Tapper, and he had this to say about what is happening right now with American foreign policy and with our former allies in Afghanistan. This is Senator Romney.
Leaving Americans behind and leaving our Afghan friends behind who worked with us would put upon us and will put upon us a moral stain. And this is the result of very ineffective decisions, terrible decisions made by the prior administration and by the current administration. This did not have to happen. It was preventable. And let me note, that's very different than the military. Our military came in at the very last moment and has performed admirably, as far as I can tell, to move people out as quickly as possible. But we didn't have to be in this rush circumstance with terrorists breathing down our neck. But it's really the responsibility of the prior administration and this administration that has caused this crisis to be upon us and has led to what is, without question, a humanitarian and foreign policy tragedy.
And what is the scope of that tragedy? There was perspective on it that was, I think, forcefully presented by Amna Nawaz, who was on PBS, Public Broadcasting System, which, again, generally is not a conservative outlet. But she had this to say about the chaotic manner in which this current administration has handled this withdrawal. Clip 11.
I think the focus on the evacuations, the focus on what we are immediately leaving behind, is absolutely necessary. I mean, part of this is the U.S. is, as we've seen, handing over control to the same forces they've been fighting for 20 years. They have yet to form a government. People on the ground are terrified. The evacuation was chaotic. Tens of thousands of people feel they're being left behind, and they don't have a path out. And this government, you know, this leap of faith that the U.S. government feels they're making by trusting the Taliban to make good on their word, the people on the ground are not making that same leap of faith. They do not trust them. They've seen nothing from the Taliban over the last 20 years that leads them to believe this government's going to be any different on the ground than it was 20 years ago. And so there's a lot of concern. There's people saying there's already schools being closed, girls being pulled out of school, there were vengeance killings that the Taliban made their way across the country. There's some money held up, right? The U.S. can say you don't have access to your central bank reserves. The IMF has withheld billions of dollars. The Taliban need to actually govern and not just hold territory this time, but those are some carrots. There's not a lot of sticks if they don't live up to those promises.
And the idea that the most powerful nation on earth, with the most formidable and noble military on earth, the fact that we have not a lot of sticks against a ragtag bunch of barefoot, often fanatics, religious fanatics, this is an appalling situation. Appalling situation. Adam Kinzinger, who fought for our armed services and put himself in harm's way before he became a congressman from southern Illinois, Representative Kinzinger also, I think, makes a point that people really need to respect and recognize. This is Representative Adam Kinzinger, clip 10.
Yeah, I mean, I think there needs to be accountability. And I think, frankly, President Biden needs to take better ownership of this. You know, people have used the Kennedy Bay of Pigs analogy, where he took full responsibility and actually his poll numbers recovered, because that's what Americans want. They want leaders who take responsibility. So a firing or a removal or a resignation of a national security leader team should not be a kind of a scapegoat. I mean, ultimately, President Biden owns this, but we need to know what happens. And as far as, you know, my party's knee-jerk reaction, look, this is tragic. I agree that there was a ton of things done wrong. Calling for the impeachment of a president is not in line with what the Constitution prescribes. And secondarily, let's give it at least a potato or two, you know, before we start focusing on that only. I've been very critical of President Biden in this moment because my hope is through that criticism we would be able to change kind of how we were doing things. I've been very critical of the prior president. But this country really needs to get back to where we see ourselves as Americans before, you know, party members and unfortunate members. And I think that is flipped around at this moment.
And how does it get flipped back? I mean, one of the things that I'm thinking of is that the next time President Biden faces the press, and it will be sometime in the next couple of days, what does he say when he's asked about some of the comments of the parents of the people who died for their country? And comments that are directly personal about Joe Biden, and accusing him of stealing an election, accusing him of being troubled by dementia, accusing him of being a piece of crap, as one of the Gold Star parents who spoke up against him had to say. How does a president respond to that? And would someone ask it, well, what do you say to the parents? Yes. And does the president say, I have nothing to say, I can't dignify? How do you not respond? And do you respond with a personal apology? I don't know, because even during the Vietnam War, and even during the controversial war in Iraq, yes, we had someone camping out at the Bush Ranch trying to stop the war. But this is now, it's not people trying to stop the war. It's people basically saying the entire handling was a mistake. 1-800-955-1776. We'll be back with one of the few uplifting stories from the last several days coming up. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of our state of Washington? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. The internationally acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and the free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
From time to time on the MedVed Show, we like to honor people, it seems to me, who exemplify the idea that there is greatness, that there is nobility, that there is heroism in ordinary people living here in our country, that America is by nature noble and great and compassionate and good. And that actually came up with a story that I think earns one of our occasional honors as a fanfare for the common man. And this has to do with a, I found, profoundly moving and uplifting story that was actually featured on National Public Radio. And it was about some Vietnamese families that are moving heaven and earth to try to help Afghan immigrants. Why? Because they know them? Because there's some kind of connection? I mean, Vietnam and Afghanistan are very, very different countries, but they have something in common, which, of course, is refugees fleeing a brutal regime after a war in which they were deeply aligned with the United States of America. The NPR story says Bao Nguyen says he might not have existed if it weren't for American generosity toward Vietnamese refugees after the fall of Saigon in April of 1975. After seven attempts to flee Vietnam, his parents spent 6 months in a refugee camp in Hong Kong before being sponsored by a Jewish organization that allowed them to resettle in Wisconsin in 1979. A few years later, Nguyen, who is now a filmmaker based in Los Angeles, was born. "I'm a result and a product of a generous America," he told NPR. In the last week, as thousands of Afghans face an uncertain future under Taliban rule. Vietnamese Americans, many of whom are children of refugees, are calling on U.S. officials to let in as many Afghan refugees as possible and trying to assist the Afghans who are already landing in America. I see sort of the lineage of American generosity because of those events. And I think it's almost my responsibility to pass that on to Afghani refugees and people who are trying to get to America, Nguyen said. Filmmaker Nguyen, he arrived in Los Angeles for the premiere of his documentary Live from New York in Los Angeles in 2015. The empathy many Vietnamese Americans feel toward Afghan refugees has pushed them to take action. There's a group of Vietnamese American friends here in Seattle who are trying to pair 75 Vietnamese host families with 75 incoming Afghan families arriving in the Seattle-Tacoma area. That is a terrific thing, and it's a beautiful thing. And Jeremy, if we can find some of these folks, I'd love to try to help them, give people an opportunity to support this. 75 different Vietnamese host families in Seattle to host incoming Afghan refugees. Rose Avenue Bakery is an Asian American bakery in Washington, D.C. It's donating 10% of all proceeds from this weekend's sales to help with Afghan refugee resettlement efforts. Owner and baker Rosie Nguyen, whose parents were Vietnamese refugees, said, "Seeing the desperation of Afghans this week feels very personal to me. The perspective of my parents is going to be the same as these people," she said. "They're terrified. They're scared. They want a better life for themselves and for their children. So they're going to do anything and everything to do that. And when you can do that, you're giving up everything." Critics have pointed out the similarities between images from Kabul this week and Afghans departing desperately to flee their country, crowded the city's airport, and from Saigon when Americans pulled out of Vietnam. In the aftermath of Saigon, there were approximately 150,000 Vietnamese who were able to seek refuge on American soil. 4 years later, Jimmy Carter, President of the United States at that time, doubled the number of Indochinese refugees accepted, a move that was politically unpopular at the time. Only 34% of Americans supported that idea. I think the idea of welcoming Afghan refugees is much higher. There's a state representative named B. Nguyen who tweeted this week about how her parents found refuge in Iowa. She told NPR she would have liked political leaders to have responded more quickly with assisting Afghans, but she expects there will be a change in political will to increase the cap on refugees. Part of why many young Vietnamese Americans are speaking out and sharing their own parents' refugee stories is realizing the similar trauma that their parents experienced in leaving Vietnam and losing their country. Saigon, a refugee, draws parallels between the fall of her home city and Kabul. "The folks who are sharing these stories are not doing it because of a political angle," she said. "They know their own family members or themselves were in a similar position. Our parents have been seen as a generation that was just trying to survive in many ways. And our generation is seen as going past the idea of surviving, but really thriving. And by thriving, I think we're able to speak up." I think it's very significant that if you look at how well refugees from Vietnam have done in this country, I think there are reasons to believe, based on previous Afghan immigrants to the United States, that there will be support for newcomers and that they will also, with God's help, do well. It's a touching story, and hearing the emotion with which Vietnamese Americans welcome the idea of actually helping and going out of their way to serve some of these desperate Afghani people. It's especially when you look at what's going on there. And it's very telling that one of the first things that the Taliban appear to have done, at least in neighborhoods of Kabul and in other cities, is to outlaw music and to basically indicate to people that this is a regime that wants nothing to do with civilization. We will be talking later in the show about some of the ongoing efforts here to try to integrate other issues and to relate it to the terrible suicide bombing that claimed the lives of those 13 American Marines. There was a statement by a prominent Democrat, a former governor, and former member of the cabinet, actually, who claimed, and again, a Democrat, who claimed that the people who oppose masking are the equivalent of suicide bombers. Now, I do think that some of the people who oppose masking go too far and denouncing this as a basic violation of liberty. Anti-maskers, anti-vaxxers can go too far. But comparing them to suicide bombers is completely outrageous. Arne Duncan, who was President Obama's Secretary of Education, compared the mindsets and actions of Afghan suicide bombers to anti-vaxxers and anti-mask Americans. He tweeted, "Have you noticed how strikingly similar both the mindsets and actions are between the suicide bombers at Kabul's airport and the anti-mask, anti-vax people here? They both blew themselves up. They inflict harm on others around them, and they are convinced they are fighting for freedom." Okay. Basically, refusing to wear a mask may be a mistake, but to compare it to murder, does this make any sense at all? We will get to that and some of the controversy that former Secretary of Education Duncan has brought up. And again, it strikes me as appalling. We will also go to the controversy. Is it true that until now, a girl who's a person of color could not even dream of becoming a popular star, a pop music star? That and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.